Well, I have an announcement to make as well as a favor to ask. So let's do the favor first. I always like you to do the favor first. If you turn in the Bibles with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. It's a wonderful text in which Peter's reminding us that we have great value. As he writes to these that have been dispersed abroad, lost their homes. Many have lost family and friends. They're feeling devalued. And he said, no, you're much valued. In fact, one of the statements that he makes is that you weren't purchased with silver or gold. You were purchased by the precious blood of Christ. That just shows you how valuable you are. He then goes on to describe what we are. And I want you to pick up with me in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. And coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You're a spiritual stone. Scripture is telling us that he's building his church. You are his church. The way that Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 3:9 is, you are God's building. You are. And we have always taken this to be the case. We are the household of God. From what I understand historically, it wasn't until about 250 AD that they found the first building that was designated as a church. So for 200 years, from the time of Christ, for 200 years, basically, the churches were in homes. Think about that. It's pretty interesting because when you read about the different various churches, of course, you come to the very first church in Jerusalem. In Acts chapter 1, verse 13, you read that they met in the upper room of the house. And by the time you come to Acts chapter 12, you realize, well, that was Mary's house and John Mark's house that they were meeting in. And as you go through Scripture, you begin to realize, well, Lydia had a home, and they were meeting in Lydia's home in a particular area, perhaps in Philippi. And then you have Philemon's home was a church, and you realize that Aquila and Priscilla had opened up their home, and it became a church. The first church, they actually saw on the markings on the wall that the church was called the house church. What Scripture is wanting us to understand is that it is a household of God. And Paul writes that specifically to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3. We're of the household of God, and it's actually, where we got our name is in Ephesians chapter 2, that you and I are the household of God. Therefore, we are a family of God, family of God. So the favor is this. I don't want you to ever forget that. Church is not this building. It's not going to be any building that we build. You're the church. And I want our focus, and if you'll help me with this, to always remain this way. I've been in the past through building programs, and it's real easy to get our sights off of what the true building is. So let's focus on building up the body. Let's focus on building up God's household. And if you'll do that with me, then how wonderful it would be to have perhaps a building where we actually can house more infants. Because they seem to be coming at record speed. That's pretty exciting. And visitors are coming, and you know, some people are coming from up north. So, and I think we're supposed to accept them, aren't we? So we have met together, and as elders together, we have come upon a unified decision that it's time to build a building. I know that a number of you had actually come to that decision far before us. It just means that you're a little bit more righteous. Don't get a big head about it. But we finally came around. And we were waiting to have unity of spirit. And I have to admit, you know, of the four of us, I think Greg was the most righteous. You were kind of pushing it before. But the rest of us were saying, well, let's wait. So I'd like for you guys to come up here, and if you would just kind of share why you feel like this is the time. I don't want you going into sermon. Just a few short words, but why do you feel like it's the time? And I'm going to kind of move out of the way. You want to start first, Jay?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think if I were to kind of simplify, one of the biggest things that felt like the Lord was making clear is Pastor Gary had mentioned all the different ones that of you that have joined us here, especially this past year. But what I've seen is the Lord's not only brought many of you in, but brought in those that actually are serious about pursuing truth and desire to be a part of this family, be a part of this household, and are serious about those things and serious about pursuing the things of the Lord. And I think we've always felt that the Lord would begin to bring those in, and we would then begin to know it was time. It's not just been visitors that are passing through. It's those that are coming in that want to be here and want to stay here and want to begin to build this body. And I think if I were to give one thing right now, that's probably the biggest thing that felt like the Lord really made clear through that, and the unity as well that he'd given us. I think we know the Spirit, when he gives us that unity, is really solidifying those things. But
For me, it has been just a journey of, we joined the church about almost 9 years ago now. And I know for myself, when we walked in the door, I was looking for truth. I was looking for some place that was not putting on a show, wasn't concerned about the way we received the truth as much as that we received the truth, recognizing it's the Spirit that is the one that really dictates the way we receive it. And so I felt like we had been on quite a journey just trying to find a body that fit that we were going to hear truth, that we were going to see a love of Christ and a desire to share that with others accurately, not because you're trying to fill the seats, but literally just to let the Lord do the building of the body through the demand of people coming in looking for the same thing that we were looking for. And so to me, it has just been a matter of hearing the truth, seeing different ones coming in, different ones seeking truth, and quite honestly, a level of those leaving who weren't seeking truth is always an indicator. I think we look at, okay, well, how many people can we add? But when you're speaking truth and people are not comfortable with it and they're leaving, that's another good indicator. You see these big mega churches that they just want the bodies, and so they'll build, building their own empire. But what really triggered me was we were seeing people coming in who were really serious about the Word of God. What does God tell me to do? And then not only just that, but actually implementing it. Because it's one thing to say, okay, what's God telling me to do? Okay, well, now I know I'm going to go tell my neighbor, you know, because he really needs to hear this message. But it's different to say, Lord, I hear you telling me what I need to do. And we see that level of desire within the body. And so it's, as Pastor Gary was saying, it's not a desire to necessarily just go build a building for the sake of building it and trying to fill it, but it's a demand. There are churches out there who are in trouble because they have compromised. And once you make one compromise, you'll make another one. And we're not a perfect church. But people who come in, I consistently, as I hear different new people coming in, I consistently hear, I'm hearing truth. This is what we've been looking for. And so it's just, to me, it's the Lord saying, okay, you didn't say if we build it, they will come. I'm showing you they're coming, and it's time to do something. So,
you said you wanted the short version, short not version. The Pastor Josh short version.
Reader's Digest.
All right. You can do it. Not too long ago, Pastor Greg came to us. He said, hey, I'm thinking we need to build, and in my heart I'm going, I didn't feel led at the time. This was some time ago, and I remember not feeling led at that time, and so then I remember we kind of just shelved it, and there's times where we're asking for God to bring us into unity on different things. This is not a democracy. This is a Spirit-unified movement. And so then some time had gone by again, and then we all started talking about the nursery, and this has been a constant conversation. Constantly moving, constantly changing, and I remember at that time we all felt pretty led. Okay, we need to do something, and Pastor Gary looks at Pastor Greg and he goes, okay, see what you can do, and that's the last thing you tell a cowboy, and so at that point he goes to Mr. Bob, and they start working, and then how thankful we are for the different ones serving in this. And then Pastor Greg comes back to us, and we're looking at different things. And it was the first time when Pastor Greg came to us, I just remember Pastor Gary saying, okay, let's all just start praying. Let's ask God what he wants. And that's something he's tried to instill in us and also in this church. What does God want? Not what do we want? And I remember I started praying. I said, okay, God, you got to make this clear. What do you want us to do? We don't want it. My prayer was, I don't want this to be our decision as men. I want this to be your decision, God. And so some time had gone by just from that stretch of maybe 6 months. And from there, maybe 3 months. And then from there, the Lord just kept bringing in different person, different individual, different family. And it was just like you guys were looking for truth. And that's something that we've prayed for. We want this to be a body that looks for truth, not man's agenda, but what does the word of God say, what pleases him. Let's elevate that and worship him. And so through that stretch of time, we came to that point where God made it clear, this is what I want you to do. Because we weren't flirting around that level of the certain amount of people we had for the building. We went way over. And God goes, okay, here, now, this is what I want you to do. And that brought me peace because I was like, okay, God, this is your doing. This isn't our doing. This is his moving. And when I saw that, I go, nope, we got to go, because that was him solidifying what he wanted us to do. And that brought us all into unity. And we're really thankful for that, for God making it clear this is what he wants, not necessarily us as men making the decision. We desire to please God, but it was God making it clear, you need to move forward. I'll lead the way. And our goal. And there was one other point to where there's been different times we've done different things at this church, building and moving and transforming this property. You wouldn't even recognize it 2 years ago. And there was a stirring that God had given me one time and we didn't completely know how to do it, but I just knew God was stirring me. We need to go do it. And he was going to lead us along the way. And God led us along the whole way. There was things that we were doing that I wasn't even sure we knew how. But God led the way and leading us through it. And then when Pastor Greg came, he goes, listen, I just know God is burdening my heart that he's going to keep bringing different ones in. And I just feel this is strongly led. And when I heard it, the heart, I go, I recognize that stirring. It was the same stirring that God had given me. And it was the same. It's the way God works. He begins to stir the heart. You'll see that in Ezra 1. And I just said, okay. I said, I can hear the stirring of the Lord. And he just began to unify and knit our hearts together. And this is what I want you to do. And so by faith, we're going to move forward, trusting the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you for sharing. One other person I'd like to come up, and that's Mr. Bob. Would you come up? The reason I'm calling Bob up is I think the Lord just really has burdened your heart for this, and you kind of came to us and said, I want to get my hands dirty, so to speak. So I guess you're going to do all the construction work. But you had talked with Greg specifically and had shared that you wanted to make these last days count. And what a wonderful way for the Lord to lead. So how did the Lord talk to you? What happened?
Well, Pastor Greg and I have talked probably for 2 years now. And we all know that we want to wait on the Lord.
Right.
And we've been waiting, and thankfully, we've got a lot of new people coming in.
Sure.
In the last 4 years, our adult population has grown by 39%. And you wouldn't believe it, but our children population has grew by 43%, thanks to Talon and Pastor James and certain others. Yeah.
We won't mention any names.
So, when I built my last house 2 years ago, it nearly wiped me out, just mentally and physically. You know, as you approach 80, you get tired. But
yeah.
Pastor Greg asked me to put together a package that would kind of show where the church is at, given three options, a large church, a medium church, and portables to help the nursery. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea at that time was we had an issue with the nursery.
Right.
And when you do your mindset, you got the answer, and then you go try to fit the puzzle to fit the answer.
Sure.
And halfway through, the Lord changes your mind. You know, how many of you have gone to do one thing, and the Lord sent you in a different path? Well, as we did the study, come to find out, we're already at capacity from a fire code standpoint in this building.
We're almost illegal.
Well, we're actually over about 50%.
I like the almost.
So anyway, it took about 3 months to put the package together. Pastor Greg reviewed it and basically said, you guys decide what the Lord wants you to do. I'll help in any way. Sue knows that I did not want to be in part in another building project. But
and yet you volunteer.
Well, the Lord kind of convinced me.
You were pushed into it.
He pushed me hard. But he also says that whatever he asks you to do, he'll give you strength to do it.
Amen.
So I'm counting on that. And we've already talked about people helping out because there's a lot of things to do. We're going to go from a church that has activity here every day on 1.9 acres to a building site under construction 5 days, maybe 6 days a week. We've got to change parking patterns, but the most important thing is we've got kids playing outside that we've got to protect. So we've got to decide the design of the church, how we want to go about it, plan on who's going to take care of the safety issues with kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of things to do, but the Lord says he's got it. So
I think one of the phrases that you used with Greg was that you wanted to finish well.
That's correct.
The Lord's going to grant us that.
Yep. Sure will.
Thank you, Mr. Bob. Thank you. Appreciate that. We do not do graphs. We do not remind you for money. You will not hear us ask for money. If the Lord burdens your heart, give, and give what he tells you to give. Don't give a penny more. Don't give a penny less. Give what he tells you to do. We're going to trust him to supply the needs. When it's supplied, we're not going to go in debt. We'll be ready. We'll let the Lord do the work. We believe that he's done the leading, and we're not going to subvert him at this point. So We're looking forward to these days ahead. We don't know what they have in store. We appreciate your patience if, in fact, we have to park you in maybe a muddy place. But the Lord's going to take care of these things, and I'm so thankful for that. I've had some of you old-timers come up to me and say, don't build a building. Actually, some of you actually remember when we were meeting in a trailer. there was a house trailer here, and we met in there, and talk about close fellowship. That was close fellowship. But we do look forward to greater things, and in the sense of more that are true believers that desire to follow Christ. And wouldn't it be great to see more that are genuine? So. Father, I give you thanks for this time. You know, it's season. You tell us it's time. And so we move according to your plan. Lord, direct our hearts. Keep us steadfast in the midst of all these changes. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.